Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Wardell Pashtun for Solar Records Radio, and I just want to thank you for tuning in. And I'm not sure why I'm hearing what I'm hearing, but okay. Dr. Massey, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. I just had a couple of microphones. The system was just trying to tell me something. But anyway, I don't want to let that go. I'm going to let that go. I mean, I'm not going to let that bother me. But I just want to say thank you, Dr. Kayla Massey, for answering my question. And how are you?
I'm doing great. We had a beautiful service this morning at church. and it's a beautiful day, but cold.
But cold, yes, it is. It is cold out here. And I was about to say Southern California, but in Texas, it is. It's cold, man. I'm telling you,
it's beautiful, sunny, and gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, it's cold. That's all I know. And but it's good. It's good. God is good. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio as we are lifting our spirits and we are trusting in God and we're going to just be grateful for what we have and recognize the fact that there are other people that are wishing for what we have. So we need to be grateful right where we are, right, Greg? We need to be grateful right where we are, be appreciative and say, you know what, God, I know it's been a little crazy. I know, you know, it just seems like I'm by myself here, but I know you're there. I know that you are blessing me, and I know that you got me, and it's all good. So thank you, God, for loving me, and I'm just going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in your presence. I'm going to trust in your grace, because your grace is enough, and hallelujah that. Thank you, God, for just loving me the way that you do. God is so good all the time, and I just got to let the listeners know that he is so good, and he's always in your corner. And so I know we are in some difficult times, you know, as I just lost my big sister, Nydra, and, you know, for her to be gone, it's, you know, for my group Dynasty, it's very hard for me. It's hard for me to trust anything or anybody right now. I denied my church the right to participate in the Christmas party. I just was like, I'm not going. I don't want to be around happy people right now because of what I was going through. And I think that was appropriate and inappropriate, because the reason why it was appropriate is because I didn't want to be, you know, there where everybody's happy and they're excited to see each other and all this kind of stuff. And they're just really blessed in the moment. And here I am with my head down. And so I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be there. It was just, I would be a downer. And I think that the reason why it could have been a good thing is if I would have went, maybe I would have given God the opportunity to bless me in the situation, but I didn't. I chose to just do me and do it my way. So there's ups and downs to a lot of different things that we do. And we have to just at some point say, oh, wow. Okay, God, I'm sorry. And you know, I'm not, but I trust you, and I know you know what's best for me. So I think I did the right thing, but, you know, maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I love you anyway, and I'm going to keep on loving you, and I'm going to keep on trusting you, and I need you to guide me and protect me. You know, there's so many different things that go on that's happening right now in this time, because it's a hard time where people feel pressured to be happy. They feel pressured to, you know, to celebrate Christ. They feel pressured to go out and buy gifts and stuff for their children, and they feel pressured to buy things for their mates. They feel pressured to buy things for themselves. The pressure is beyond belief, because it's so hard, especially if you don't have it. And, you know, and we all know it's been very difficult lately. And so, you know, so for those who are lacking, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be lacking. I mean, you know, it's a lesson learned, you know, but a lot of times we were taking our money and we're taking care of bills that need to be taken care of. And sometimes you don't have extra money to just spend on unnecessary things we think is necessary, because the grandkids and the kids may think, you know, hey, grandpa or grandma didn't send me anything. And then we feel bad as grandparents and stuff. But sometimes we have to just take care of the basics so that we could at least provide in the basics. Like they come over, come have dinner, come have lunch, let's hang out, let's love, let's just naturally love each other, not through gifts, but just through love, real love. And so I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters that are feeling down about, you know, not being able to do anything. It's okay. It's okay. You know, we can't always do everything. If we could, we wouldn't need God. Right? We wouldn't need him. I got this. We got it, you know. We're our own savior. No, we're not. We're not our own savior. We need God. That's why he sacrificed his only begotten son to come here and to save us from ourselves, right? And so, and this is the one of those moments where, you know, you feel this uncomfortable pressure. You feel this, I'm not good enough. People are stealing from each other and robbing each other because they want to be able to provide for their families. That's not the way to do it. Doing the wrong thing is not the right way. So I'm going to mute Dr. Gayla Massey's microphone right now. There you go. Gayla, I'll mute you, but I'll bring you back on, okay?
Okay, darling.
All right. So with that being said, guys, I want to just praise God. I want to play some music for you. I want you to, you know, give him your heart, you know, and know that he loves you because he's looking for you all the time. So come on, lift your spirits up and trust God.
You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on. A long way. That's why we love you. Come on. Yes, I do.
so beautiful and so hard to just listen to a beautiful song, and it makes me think about Nidra, and I love you, Nidra. I will always love you, sweetheart. And thank you for blessing us and being such a wonderful friend, such a beautiful lady. And Nidra was just a gentle human being who really blessed me. And so, you know, guys, we have to call on God when things get difficult like this, when it starts to feel just a little overwhelming and your heart starts to beat a little faster and you start to get panicky a little bit and just, but call on Jesus. He loves us so much. And I know it's hard. It's hard to believe in something else when you feel this compulsiveness, you know, just coming at you, and it's like you're so caught up in the drama that you can't see the light for the forest. You can't see Christ because of all of the junk that's in the way. But you have to, at some point, pierce, like look through, just as we're sinking, just keep hope alive by just looking for God. Say, God, I know you're here. I know you're here. I know you hear me. I know you love me. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I'm bigger than this. God, I know you got me. I know you got me. I love you so much, and I need you right here, right now. As I am suffering, I'm drowning in my own mess, my own confusion, my own destruction. And God, I deserve it probably, but God, it's hard. It's hurting me. It's distracting me from you. And I need to be focused on you so that I could be better, so that I could be a blessing to my children, and so that they could be a blessing to their children, and on and on and on. You know, to my neighbors, and, you know, God, please help me. You know, we have to reach out. We have to reach out with every bit of us. You know, we have to find, you know, it's easier said than done. I find myself many times raising my voice to my wife, you know, and I shouldn't do that. You know, I find myself and I go, and she'll say, well, what does God think about how you're acting now? And I go, well, I guess he's not happy, you know. And so, but I want to be in denial. So I go, I don't want to talk about that. I don't care. I'm just angry. And when you're angry, you pull yourself away from just common sense, common knowledge, coming like, God, help me, please. Help me because I am a mess right now. That's what you want to say. That's what you need to say. But because you're so angry, you find yourself in this lonely, lonely place. And that's where we are. But God knows that we're bigger and we're worth it. We are worth every bit of who, you know, we are meant to be. God loves us right where we are. And he knew we were going to be here. So don't feel like you can't call on him when you need him, because he hears you. You know, like your children, right? When they're hurting, you know, my son, you know, my oldest son, you know, he calls me, but he hardly calls me when he's hurting, because I made a statement and say, you know, you always, I knew something was wrong because you called me. And so it redirected him, and now I hardly get a call from him. And so I have to check on him and make sure he's good, because, you know, I want to hear from him. And if he's not good, I need to know that you're not good so I can help you in any way that I can, whichever way that may be. You know, maybe we can figure this out together. Two heads are stronger than one, right? And so, but our, sometimes we say things we don't mean. And we have to forgive ourselves. And we have to ask the person that we care about, that we may have said these things to please forgive us as well. Please forgive me. I did not mean that. I don't mean to be mean. I just, something's wrong. I'm in this bad place. I'm in this uncomfortable position where I lost my friend. I don't want to go around people. I don't want to be happy. I want to be sad. Like, I want to roll around in the mud. Why do I want to roll around in the mud? I don't know why I want to just roll around in the mud. I just know that my friend's not here and I'm not happy anymore because she's gone. And it's not like I talk to her every day anyway. So why am I so confused? Well, this is, you know, so many people in my group, just my group, Dynasty, that we've lost and in this last couple of years. And so it could simply be me. So it makes me afraid that I'm not doing what God needs me to do so that at the end of the day, I end up home with him. And so the pressure's on for me to do the right thing. Do the right thing, Wardell, all the time. That's hard because I'm a sinner by nature, right? And so I want to do my sinful things. You know, like I want to drink, have a drink every once in a while. You know, so I do drink red wine because it's good for you. And I like it. I like the way it makes me feel, but I drink that like maybe once a month. And so I could drink it all the time, but I just don't. But I drink it at least once a month. I'll have a glass of red wine. You know, I have beer in the refrigerator that's just old and rotten because I don't really drink it. It's really for my in-laws and stuff. So it's a crazy world, and I just want to be able to do what I want to do, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm saved by Christ, that I am going to be a blessing to the kingdom, that I can help someone, I can love someone through whatever they're going through. I want to be there for people. I want to love people. I want them to know that I love them. And I'm not there just because the church hired me to do that. I'm there because I want to be there. I love you just right where you are. That's the truth. I love everyone. Even those who have hurt us. And so but somehow we have to be strong enough to fight the hurt, to fight through this thing that causes us to be angry and wanna hold it against people and want to hold them down and show them you're not going to treat me like this and expect me to be, you know, sometimes you have to just be good. You just have to be good. You have to be godlike. Can you be godlike? Can you just be good? Can we? We can. We can. It's up to us. So with that being said, I want to make sure that I hold on to my relationship with God because I want to be good. I want to be a good human being, not a good boy. I want to be a good human being. I want to love people, and I want to be loved by them. That's up to them if they choose to love me. But I do want to love people. And I can get in that situation where I'm battling, where I'm going back and forth. You know, I'm crazy and I want to be mad and I want to do, but God is inside of me. And I want to keep him there. I want to hold God right where he is in my heart. And I want him to lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I need him to do that. I need him to allow me to do that. God, you're so good. And thank you for blessing us. Let's go to some more music, and then we'll come right back. And I have Dr. Gayla Massey read something for you as well when we come back. So here we go on Soul Eye Records Radio. May God be with you, and know that you are worthy. You are worth it.
a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody.
Wow. I tell you, that is powerful. And so we only got about 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to let Dr. Gayla Massey come on and share her thoughts. Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and share your thoughts, sweetheart. Go ahead.
You know, there are so many emotions out there that cause us such distress, whether it be disappointment, depression, anger. They bring us down. But we have to look at God. We have to look to God to have him pull us out of it. You know, I found something in Philippians that I thought was really, really good. And it tells us what we need to do. And then in Psalms, a prayer to help us find peace. And if we look at Philippians 4, and if you look at the verses starting with 4 and going down to 9, it'll talk a little bit about what we need to do when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling no peace in our lives, distress. Verse 4 of chapter 4 in Philippians says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Mm. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any experience or excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I think these words really help us know that these are the thoughts that we have to put into our head, because it is our thoughts that dictate our actions. And so we must think about how we can turn our thoughts to those of peace, so that our actions will be those that glory God and keep us away from hurt, any further hurt, or any anger that results in violence. I also saw something in Psalms, and I thought it was very pertinent too. It itself is a prayer for help in Psalms 4. Answer me when I call. O God of my right, you gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayers. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. So you see that if we make our minds go to that good place, to have the thoughts that bring us peace, to have the thoughts bring us joy, it will take away the anger. It will take away all those other emotions that mess us up so much and cause us so many problems. And then if we pray to God to help us, you know, reach that, to help us have our confidence in God, and then know that we will then lie down in peace, that we will sleep in peace, that we will move away from anger and depression and those emotions that just bring us so down, hurt us, and hurt the others around us. So, again, I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, our Lord, make me lie down in safety.
How beautiful. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And what was that last book you were reading from?
That was Psalms.
Psalms? Psalms what?
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. I closed it.
Okay.
I think it was
okay.
Psalms 4.
Psalms 4.
You know, my memory. But
okay.
It was in Psalms, and you can look it up. There
okay.
are many references for depression and anger and all those emotions that carry us down the wrong roads. But if
okay.
we change our thoughts, then that helps us. If we pray, then that blesses us.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm gonna pray now, and so I could turn your mic off if you want. But I want
to turn
pray
my
us
mic
out.
Off.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the need of prayer. We come to you because we can, and we're so blessed because of it. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come to you in this needy time of ours. Father, we just ask that you just guide us, protect us, keep us, show us, love us, and just help us to do the right thing when we need to, and help us to be the best us that we could be, Father. Help us to be the child that you made us to be. And Father, don't let us fail you. We are in desperate need right now, and some of us are hurting so badly, and we come because we are hurting. We come because you love us. We come because you are the best, and this is what you do. So we love the fact that you are here for us. We love the fact that you are our Savior, and we are so grateful for you. So, Father, please bless us right here and right now in your Son's mighty name. We ask all our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity, and we love you. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in today as we were just being blessed. And thank you, Gayla, for blessing us with your with the scriptures and stuff. We really appreciate that very, very much. All right, guys. So go be with God and know that you are in a safe place and you are good and God loves you. All right? All right. Good night. And God bless you.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord. Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody, unto the Lord our God. That's it. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on out to us. All praises to the Lord.
the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. It is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, with a voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation.
Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious. Worship leader tonight.